Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Angel, your hostess for Spirit Talk Radio. And today we have our special guest, which is Dr. Mary Ursitz, the energetic artist and intuitive practitioner. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Angel. I am great. I should say good afternoon because I'm in Georgia. So
Right.
You're probably drinking. We are drinking coffee and I'm drinking water.
Very true. I probably should be drinking water, but I'm definitely drinking coffee.
There you go. Wow, see, my intuition is working already.
That's really good. I love what I just did. That was good.
All right.
So I want to introduce you, and then I'm going to let you take your show off. I've been delightfully engaging with Mary for a few months here as part of the New Age Guild. She is a wonderful energetic artist. She has these wonderful prints that she gets the inspiration from, where it's a healing and I mean, I have one of your prints, and I have it up in the room with my mother, and she's getting a lot of delight out of it. And interestingly enough, my mother has suffered from congestive heart failure, and it's been a rough year. But when you sent me that picture, interestingly enough, since it's been up, my mother is doing amazing. She actually is in full recovery, which is something I wanted to share with you over the radio, because I'm sure it was a contributing factor with everything else that we were doing of putting that picture up. She is just full of life and energy. You never would have known that she was having the issues that she was having. So I wanted to share that with you over the air and the radio so people can hear.
Okay, I appreciate that. What Angel is talking about is this beautiful piece called Loving Presence. And I sent that to her intentionally because I felt like energetically it was something that would be beneficial to her life. And unbeknownst to me, it's had so much positive impact on her mother, which is tremendous.
It was.
And so today... And thank you so much for sharing, because I was going to ask you to share.
Oh, there you go.
you did it again. You picked up on me intuitively this time. I would like to talk today just several things. It's been 2 months since I was on the air with Angel. For all my wonderful listeners, and I began 2 months ago talking about how you can generate God's healing energy in your life. And yes, I am an energetic artist, and I'm an intuitive energetic reader, and I have learned quite a few years ago how to connect with God's healing energy in not only creating my art, but also in providing intuitive readings and in leading my life. I'll talk just a second about my artwork. It can be viewed on my business website, lifeforceenergeticart.com, and I hope you viewers will take time to go to my site where you will find information about ordering personalized energetic art, which I do, which would be one-on-one, your energetic energy. I have original art that I channel, and it is for sale, and I have beautiful art prints of the original art that are more affordable for people to purchase and receive value of in their lives. And as an example, the beautiful print, Loving Presence, is what I sent Angel. and the prints are as powerful as the original art. I have information on my site about scheduling personal intuitive readings, and I want everyone to know that all orders include free shipping in the United States. I did post on New Age Guild's Facebook, thanks, well, help from Angel there, a special for part of this weekend and leading into the first of the year with 50% off energetic intuitive readings. But I'm also wanting to let you folks know that this, for Cyber Monday, starting today through midnight tomorrow, for any Spirit Talk listener that wants to purchase an 8x10 or 11x14 print, I will give you 10% off plus a free mat, so that all you have to do is really buy a good quality frame at a hobby shop, etc., and free shipping. And I also am going to include a free 15-minute intuitive energetic reading. The promo code for this is Spirit Talk, and you have about 36 hours to take advantage of this wonderful offer. So hopefully I can be a benefit to you with two things: receiving a beautiful piece of art that will affect your life or the life of a loved one energetically in the most positive way, and as I said, a free 15-minute intuitive reading. Now, today I wanted to talk just a few minutes before I take callers, and I certainly want to talk to as many folks as I can today and share what might be going on energetically in their lives. But I wanted to talk just a few minutes about the heart chakra, third eye chakra. As most of you listeners are aware, these are two of the seven primary chakras that we energetically hold within ourselves. And I believe that these two chakras are the pathways we utilize to connect with our God selves. And I want to share with you a little tidbit of information from a 20th century spiritual writer by the name of Barrett T. Spalding. Now, I know so many of us have books that we have read and learned and grown and developed our spirituality, and I'm not saying that this is the one and only person, but his writings have impacted me to the point where I am still going through the first two volumes of a five-volume series to receive inspiration. That what he has channeled and written is absolutely amazing. And he describes his travels in India and Tibet as part of a research party of 11 scientists, and this story began in 1894. He actually died in the early 1950s. And during this party's trip, they claim to have made contact with the great masters of the Himalayas, the immortal beings from whom they lived and studied. They gained insight into their lives and received many, many spiritual messages. And one important teaching, the great masters made it clear to him and his party that the greatest embodiment of one's enlightenment is that of the Christed state. And they describe the Christ state as the discovery of our source of power within ourselves, that is the light of God, the Christ consciousness, that Christ state. We all hold our Christ state in our heart chakra, and I consider that the embodiment of our soul essence. Now, in the Volume 2 series, the great master, Jesus, talked to members of the research party and shared with them that without God, the father, he could do nothing, which I thought was so powerful. And many of you may also believe that the Holy Spirit manifests the Christ energy here on earth to help guide us. To me, the Christ state in my own belief of God, and this is my belief, this is his, and this is the Christ state, is his infinite loving power, loving presence, which Angel is using well to help her mother heal. This is an example of how energetically I can connect with the Christ state and use his infinite loving power to bring good into someone's lives. And this is the reason that I use my heart chakra to connect with the divine energy when I create any piece of art. And that's what the power of this energetic art is all about. Each piece of art will provide any person something that can be positively beneficial to their lives. And I want to give you an example. My younger sister, Barb, was here in Georgia visiting about a month ago, and I had a new piece to show her, and I actually have a video of my talking to her about her first impressions of the piece I showed her, not only on my Facebook page, but I think it shows up also on my website, on the social media page. And she commented that everyone she knows that views or owns any of my art, they find something that has a profound emotional impact on them. One piece of art can affect you, somebody else, other people differently, and that's how the energy flows to help each person with their own energy fields within themselves to help create benefit for them. So many pieces of my art. I have a piece called God's Hand, Omnipotent Love, Loving Presence that we've talked about, Radiance. I have three new pieces, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and others. Of my pieces just radiate energy that has such a positive impact on anyone's personal energy centers. So before I take calls, I want to talk about a belief that is so important to me for all of us to make a point to create a personal prayer or mantra when we ask God for his energy to positively impact our lives. It's important that we practice positivity and be joyful with our words as we speak from our heart. And I believe that there are three simple steps in creating a prayer or mantra. First of all, it's so powerful to say thank you to your divine power. And whether you believe it is God, Allah, whether you call your divine power Father God, Mother God, Divine Universe, you know what your divine power is. And use that source to say thank you. These two simple words give you permission to make this powerful energetic connection to your divine source. Now, some of you may like to feel that this divine energy comes down to you from your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, energetically, or you may like to feel it coming up through the beautiful Mother Earth, the root chakra. Either is fine. I personally like to feel both energy fields at different times. I believe it's important for each of you to be creative with how you allow this energy to positively impact your whole being and soul essence of your heart chakra. The second part of a simple prayer or mantra is to very simply state clearly and effectively what you want specifically to use the energy that will impact both your heart chakra and your third eye. Him, your divine source, her, your divine source, to provide you health, for example. And wrap yourself in the energy that your divine source provides you. Because I am a color energy expert, I also like to ask you to visualize or feel what that color is for you. What is it? Wear it, as this is your divine source's energy protecting you and creating balance and wellness in your life. Ask your divine energy to provide you peace and harmony. Bathe yourself with this energy. What color is it? Does it have a smell? Some people tell me they have a sense of smell when they're connecting with their divine source. I'd be curious to see if any of our listeners have had that experience. But again, when you ask for the energy, keep it with you. Absorb it into your entire being. Ask for his energy to provide you clarity. Be simple and specific and clear with what you ask. And the final step is very simple. Also, thank your divine source and make time to be quiet and listen to the message you will receive. It will come to you. I frequently receive my messages either as it actually sounds like myself talking to myself in my mind, and I can hear myself. Sometimes I could be driving on the road, and I get an impression of a message from something I see on the road, whether it's a sign or something that comes on the radio. And there are many ways that the message can be delivered to you. It's important that you make this experience a part of your daily ritual. It doesn't take long. It's short. It takes little. It's powerfully effective. And the more you listeners, many of you may already be doing this, but I am here to tell you that the more you practice these three simple steps, I like to do it the first thing in the morning, and I like to do it in the evening before I go to bed. You'll be amazed how simple it is to connect with God's energy. It's just, I can't express it any more than that. So I am, Angel, I don't know if you have any comments to share.
I think what you said is really beautiful, and I think that one of the things that stands out for me, Mary, is how the practitioners that are evolving today are sharing this common message from the divine energy around putting a discipline of connection in with you in the morning, because our society is so chaotic right now, and what you just gave the listeners is a really simple tool to connect where all the divine wants to do is help us, right?
That's right, and I think everybody is aware that we are going through a state of enlightenment worldwide. As spiritual beings, we're all evolving, and with your wonderful listeners, all of you today, you're listening to this show for a reason, and it is to help you with your own personal spiritual growth. Now, forget about all the negativity that is going on in the world, whether it's in our country with political issues, issues in overseas with ISIS, et cetera. Just forget about those. It's so important to remain in your mindset positive with all of your thoughts as you're bringing in energy, because how that affects everybody else, including the energy of the world, you take in positive energy And you're emanating that positive energy to all of those that you encounter. And that's why it's so important for us to make a conscious effort to let God work his magic with us. He's all loving, all present, all infinite, however ways that we want to express this unending love and joy that he has to provide every one of us. And being positive is the first step in making a difference in your life. And the more you practice positivity, thanking and asking and thanking and listening, you will find your lives slowly become better and better every day, to the point that you won't allow negativity to affect you in your lives.
Awesome.
So that's my message.
That is a powerful message. Bam! No, you got to say it. That's my message.
Believe.
Y'all. You got to say y'all. You got to say y'all.
Y'all. Well, I'm actually from Indiana, so the only reason I learned to say y'all, because I think I told you, I started out as an educator, and I had to learn to talk like these children down here 40 years ago so that we could communicate.
So now you say, so now you got the y'all. I love it. I love it. Well, you've got a ton of callers. Your first caller is Donna.
Okay.
And she has the relationship question for you. It's always fun to start with relationships, right? Donna, you're
yes,
on the air.
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you, Angel. And hi, Mary.
Hi, Donna. I
the talk
you're
is
having
very
a fabulous day.
Yeah, I resonate
oh,
exactly
you.
With what you say. Yeah. Oh, I'm having a wonderful
thank you.
Day. My question is, you know, I really want to be in a loving, kind relationship, have a companion, loving relationship, and I got online with dating service, and I've been corresponding to a fellow named Walt in Pennsylvania. I live in California, and the other fellow is in Hawaii, and his name is Gary. What do you feel about maybe one of these going into a relationship?
Oh, boy. All right, Donna, I always ask this question. Will you allow me to connect with your Christed essence, your heart chakra, so I can give you the best answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me just a second. First of all, Donna, one thing that is important to you in a relationship is having the ability to be creative with that person. I'm not sure exactly what that means to you, but you are definitely a person that likes to, for the lack of a better word, you love to stay engaged, involved. You love to grow. You love to be involved in new ventures. It's very difficult for, I think, from what I'm picking up about you, it's very difficult for you to be complacent with somebody that is not wanting to get up and make life happen.
Yeah, I like to go and travel and yeah.
So you have the opportunity with either of these fellows. I'm not picking up anything unruly about either of these fellows that would be a caution for you at this point. But you have the opportunity to potentially take a trip, meet halfway, do whatever, and purposely plan some fun things that you feel that would be beneficial for you both to do, and see how they respond. See how they respond. One of these two fellows is potentially going to be a better match for you.
Okay. Yeah. I think so, too. You know, I don't have any children.
And it all has... Go ahead. Huh?
No, I said I don't have any kids, and either one of these guys have kids either. Yeah, and they're both professional, and yeah. What were you going to say, Mary?
Well, I was going to say that how you create the scenario, what it is that you want to do, get input from, let's say, Walt to begin with, get input from him and find out what it is the two of you could do to really enjoy some time together, and financially, how each of you would want to handle that situation. I'm also picking up that Walt has a spiritual side to him that he's easily influenced by positivity. He's easily influenced by he has a faith that maybe he's not expressing to you.
Oh.
But I'm picking up that more so with him than I am Gary. And so I think you're going to have to decide, you know, a few things that are going to be important to you.
Yeah. Gary, I'll be seeing around December 9th. I'll meet him at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. Walt may be a little further out because Pennsylvania.
What, Gary's
but I have no objection. Yeah. No, Gary's in Hawaii where I'm going. My brother has a house there, so I'm going with my brother, and then we're going to meet him there. My brother will take us all out to lunch, and then Walt is, you know, a little further away on the other United States. He's in Pennsylvania, you know, but they're both, you know, want to be in a relationship. They're both single. They both work. Yeah.
I'm picking up another scenario with you is how willing are you to move and be on their turf compared to their being on your turf? That's going to be a big issue. That's a big issue for you. And communication is so important. And if you're consciously going to work on your energy, and work on a prayer or mantra, I'm picking up that you need to ask for specifically for energy that will help you in communicating clearly at all times.
Yeah,
I've got a blue colored pencil in my hand right now, so that's your throat chakra going on.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind moving. If I'll move to be in a relationship because I'm tired of being by myself all the time, and you know I want that companionship. I would move for that. Gary already told me he wouldn't move. Gary said he wouldn't move from Hawaii. He's been there 37 years and he loves it. But I love Hawaii too. He has a big sailboat. We could go sailing. We could swim. You know, there's a lot of good things about moving there.
Well, you have a family connection there too. I mean, if your brother's there, right?
Well, no, he just visits there. But he goes about five, six times a year. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be okay.
I'm gonna wish you luck. But again,
thank you.
Be very specific with communicating, and really pull out your bucket list of what it is that you love to do that creates positivity and fun in your life.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Wonderful. Well, I've really enjoyed that. Thank you, Mary.
All right, Donna, thank you, and I hope you have a blessed
day. Have a nice
day.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, cool. You have another caller. If you're ready to take the next caller, you had one caller, and I guess he's gone. So
yes.
I haven't had a chance to connect with this person. So we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You are on the air with Mary.
Hello, Mary. My name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
You can help me. Hi, I hope you can help me. This is kind of a broad question. I'm trying to make changes on so many fronts. And so I just want to ask, what is my next best step in moving forward in any of these directions? Do you need anything more specific than that? I know it's very broad. It's like basically asking for almost any insight you have.
Okay, let me see what I can do. Ellen, I need to ask if you will allow me to connect with your energetic essence, your divine source, your Christed energy. I don't know what you call that, but I need permission from you so I can give you the best reading possible.
You have my permission.
Thank you. Let me pause just a second. Okay, first of all, Ellen, next step in moving forward, I'm immediately picking up on the importance of your next steps being something that will create a sense of emotional balance for you. Thank you, Elaine.
Oh, yes, I think
Ellen?
That would be a very important, yes, that's very important.
Okay, and I'm saying that because I'm looking at a wellness factor with you, and that seems to be something that's of number one importance to you. I'm picking up pink. I do my intuitive sessions with color because I'm an energetic color expert. You're looking for, I don't know what that noise is. You're looking for a balance in your life with a feeling, loving relationships, feeling love. The next steps in moving forward, you want to make sure that, number one, what you're doing is emotionally good for you, and it gives you a sense of peace and love. And I'm not saying specifically that you're looking for a relationship. You're looking for a lot of involvement and engagement with people that make you feel like you're being given to and that you are giving, and it's a balancing situation.
I would say you have a lot of insight into me. Yes, those things are accurate.
There's something that you can do that in creating this. I'm also picking up that you want to do some things that you have not done before. It's like your sacral chakra, which is in between your root chakra and your solar plexus, which is around your tummy. Yeah, is just dying to do some fun things that will bring out some new type of creativity in you. It doesn't have anything to do with you're communicating better with people. You're already an expert at that. But you want to, your next steps are all about having fun, building wonderful connections with people, and doing some things differently that you've not done before to enjoy life more. That's where I think you're at. You're just wanting to enjoy life.
Thank you for articulating it in those ways. Instead, I keep thinking of it in terms of how do I change my pace of work? How do I do this? And maybe I should just start from a different place and thinking about those things.
Clearly, to me, what I'm picking up on is personal. It's not work. Work will change as you change and start enjoying more of your life yourself. I don't know if you're telling yourself that you're spending too much time working and not playing, not having fun.
Yeah.
But it could be time that you need to prioritize and try to balance out your personal life. And work will survive just fine.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a good reading, and I appreciate it. As a message.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
May we have
okay.
a good day.
You too.
Oh, that was really good. So I'm going to ask the listeners, as you guys take calls, if you are in an outdoor spot as you're listening to the message, if you could put your phone on mute, because that's what that was. That was the wind in the air around the phone, and it kind of creates some noise in the background. So you've got a lot of callers, so I don't know if you want to elaborate on some of the things that you've said, because you hit some really, really great points on both of those callers, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about how you were able to connect so deeply with the colors, because that was really cool.
Well, thank you, Angel. Going back to, I guess, you know, every month that I'm going to be on the air, people will get to know me better. But that's one of my gifts. And as people learn spirituality, they can understand what their gifts are. Your gift is a little bit different than mine, but I use color and energy. That's why it's important for me to ask permission from any person that I do an intuitive reading with to allow me to tap into their heart chakra, their Christed energy source, whatever that person wants to call that, because it's a pure connection to how I can then get my sense or impressions from their individual energetic centers as to what is going on energetically with them. And for people that don't understand, our energy field is tremendous. I'm not here to teach anyone about chakras and multiple levels of chakras, but there are people that do that. The seven simple chakras in the body are just the beginning of many, many levels and waves and vibrations of energy. And that's, again, is the reason why it's my intention to tap into that Christed energy so that I can sometimes pick up on something physically that a person may need assistance with, but more esoterically, the energy fields that surround us all give us information, and that's what I'm tapping into because I have the gift of connecting with that direct source.
Beautiful.
The Christed state. There you go.
That's
why
beautiful.
My artwork is so powerful.
That is why your artwork is so powerful. Okay, you have another caller here. Been holding on patiently for a while, so I'm going to put you through to the other caller. Hold on.
Okay, great.
You are on the air with Mary. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. I'm just listening.
Oh, you don't have a question?
No, not at this time.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day. Keep listening.
And I think we already tap into you? Did we get you yet? Have you been on the air? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Angel. No, you haven't talked to me. This is
okay,
Miranda. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Miranda.
Yes. Hi. So nice to connect
Miranda.
With you both. Hello.
Yeah.
Mary, I was just wondering if you could just connect with me and just tell me what I need to know.
Okay, Miranda. Would you be kind enough to give me permission to tap into your Christed energy?
Yes, I do. You have my permission.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have such a beautiful name, Miranda.
Thank you.
All right. First of all, Miranda, I have a specific sense that you are really either involved right now or wanting to grow spiritually tremendously. It's almost like you're done with taking baby steps and you're ready to go to another level. And
very
I
true.
Believe that has something to do with you really strongly considering compacting a lot of things that have been important for you to learn. And honestly, what I'm picking up is awesome. You're ready to start sharing it with people. So
that's
however
right.
you're going
right on.
To do that, whatever,
you're right on.
Whatever your
yeah.
Well, thank you. Whatever your vehicle is, I'm just a purple color pencil all over. It's like God's love is just shining all the way through you. I want to ask you to consider, if you are not doing this, working with the third eye in the heart chakra. Let God's energy come through your crown chakra. That seems to be what's comfortable to you right now. But make your connections with your heart chakra to other people and use your third eye to receive your messages. And anything you ask is going to be given to you extremely clearly. You're
really
awesome.
Interested because that you that's thank you for that message. I have been ready and I want to help others. I know this is my path, but I do feel somehow blocked, like I am not getting the messages with clarity. You know, so that's a confidence issue because I don't feel like I'm really connecting. Solidly.
Well, if you've had an opportunity to listen to the first part of my show, you very simply could not be asking your questions to your higher self simply and specifically enough. And if you want to, I listened last Friday to a wonderful lady that I met here in Atlanta. Her name is Kathy Lewis, and she is called the Miracle Queen. And if you got on Facebook and pulled up Miracle Queen, Kathy has a similar message to mine, but a little bit different. And just hearing her talk about prayer and bringing what you want to in your life clearly and simply might benefit you now, just to get somebody else saying something about the same to you in a different way. And then the only other thing I can tell you, and this I'm getting this message here with kind of a turquoise blue, you're not listening to your gut, your intuition enough. You need to go with what your gut's telling you when you're working on this plan.
Okay.
So follow your intuition, because I believe that's what's happening. You're asking and you're not, maybe you're looking for God's answer in a different way, and he's telling you, you just need to go with your gut. And just because I'm an educator, common sense says, whatever you think you want to do, it's like start working on three piles. Draw three circles on a paper, and those are three piles of information. And where do you want to start? And start separating. And once you get a little bit more clear on what it is that you're ready to share with others, it will show up in one of those three piles.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, just more confirmation that I'm ready and open.
You're almost there. I think you're your own worst enemy right now, so don't let that happen, because you... You are ready to start sharing some something powerful that can benefit a lot of people. So trust God that you're being led on the path He wants to help you bring joy and love into your life by sharing with others.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for that message. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. I hope you have a blessed remaining Sunday and the rest of the week.
Thank you.
I'll think of you. I'm going to see you on Facebook one day.
That's awesome. Okay, thank you for calling. You've got another caller. Her name is Tanika on the line. Are you ready for her, Mary?
Is it Tamika?
I think she said Tanika. Is it Tamika Kamala? Or Tanika?
Tanika with an N.
With an N, okay.
Tanika.
Yeah.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you.
All right. What is it that you would like help with today, Tanika?
I'd like help, insight into love and relationship, into my life. I really would like to have one day.
Okay. Tanika, do I have your permission to tap into your Christed energy?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay, Tanika. Your potential mate is what I could almost say around the corner. You have been working energetically on positively attracting the right person to you for quite some time. How that person is going to manifest to you is going to be in a fun way. You're going to be involved. I'm picking up that you love to do a lot of active things, and so this person is going to, like I said, around the corner here, creativity and fun is how it's going to happen. It's going to happen when you least expect it, as far as meeting that person. One thing that I always like to suggest to folks, if I'm going to, you know, give some advice like this, is to do what you love doing, what you love have fun doing, and enjoying life. And as long as you're clear with your message to God about having someone that can compliment you and your goal and your purpose in your life, you're going to be in good shape. You're close. I don't know why you are concerned about a relationship, because I'm picking up that it's closer than you think. Does that scare you, or does that make you happy?
It makes me happy.
Good. So stay involved with what you enjoy doing, and you're going to make that connection with the person. You clearly can't stay at home and let this happen. It's not going to happen through necessarily match.com or whoever. I think it's going to happen, like I said, fairly soon when you're out and about and doing something that you really love and enjoy.
Okay. That's good to know.
You're ready. You're ready to give your love to the right person. And make sure, again, that your message to God is to bring that right person to you.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and be joyous. So that was a really good message.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. So you have a number of other people on, but they all want to listen. They're enjoying listening. So I don't know if you want to kind of close up your message. You've got about 9 minutes left, which is not a lot of time. So it might be a good idea here to give you an opportunity to continue your message that you've got going on. But I don't know. What I got from that last caller is almost like there's sometimes we want like somebody to say, go over here and do X, Y, Z. And sometimes the message that we're given is kind of more insightful into what we need to do with ourselves. I don't know if that's something you run into a lot when you're doing readings with people.
To a point, I'm not sure what – I think Tanika might have been happier if I would have described someone – 5'10" with brown eyes and a love of wearing t-shirts and jeans. That's really not what that's all about to me. And I do know that there are readers out there that give those details. But I've learned over the years, Angel, that people. If you get information like that, it's not coming from the basis of God. And a lot of people make the mistake of specifically looking for that person that's blonde, blue-eyed, six-foot, athletic, and they're not going to connect with the right person. It all has to do with what your intention is. And that's why I, again, am going to say that the power in making sure that you listeners are engaged every day for a very few short minutes. Start your day. Thank you to your divine power. Ask them very simply what you want. Be positive. And then thank your source and listen quietly. And just listen, be quiet, listen, and you will get your message. You will get your message. The more you practice a simple ritual every day of letting God come into your life and giving you what is best for you, what He is wanting, your divine energy is wanting to do, making your life wonderful, making you happy, not creating conflict in your life. That is so important. And it's so simple. You do, I know you practice that, Angel. And
it does. And it's important to have, like I said, when we started, when you gave them your go-do, having a discipline every day. That's
correct.
The key. That's the key because they call them the disciples for a reason. And so the word discipline is a derivative of the word disciple. And so it's like it doesn't have to be 7 hours. You don't have to be a Zen Buddhist monk where you sit in contemplation for hours a day. It could literally be 15 minutes. If you've got 15 minutes, you've got 10 minutes. It doesn't take a lot. God just wants to talk to you.
Well, I was thinking about this morning, but and I believe you'd agree with this, and many listeners will. My simple technique I call conscious meditation. It doesn't require me to get into a quiet state for 20 minutes plus. And I'll just repeat from the last time I had the pleasure of being on the show. Get in the shower in the morning. Let God bless you. Pretend that the water coming down that shower is just God's pure love. Don't pretend. Believe it. When you pretend it, then you believe it. But that's God's energy coming down upon you. And ask for the healing or divine energy. Ask your question. Ask for what you need. And I always call it God's healing energy, because whatever you need, God is healing you to make that happen in your life. Whatever you need, he is giving you his love and energy. And you're ready to go. I mean, take a five-minute shower, you're done. Go for it. Make it part of your ritual every day.
Yeah.
However you do it, make it part of your ritual.
And it is that simple, right? It literally is that
simple. It is. It is.
And that's beautiful.
I have several neighbors that are absolute believers now because they've been helping me with my business and just with helping me videotape some of my fun energetic exercises and what all. And they're doing them every day. And if they get stressed, they'll get up and leave the situation that is causing this distress, and they'll do an energetic cleanse, a breath exercise. Phew, get it out of you. Let go of what just came from that other person. Breathe it out. And it's amazing the impact that doing something simple when you need to feel your balance is needing to be adjusted, do it. God's love is there for us any time we need it.
Yeah,
so I don't know how close we are. We're fine.
We got. You just have a few minutes left. You got about 3 minutes left, so you can do your call to action and give your special that you have out there for the listeners to participate in.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just cover that again to all you wonderful listeners. Please feel free to view my energetic art at lifeforceenergeticart.com. I am offering an intuitive reading special through January 10th. That is online, and Spirit Talk is publishing that. I am offering 10% off all 8x10 and 11x14 print orders with a free mat and free shipping. And if any of you purchase a print before midnight tomorrow night, I will also include a free 15-minute intuitive energetic reading, which will set up via email, and then I can contact you via phone. And that promo code is very simple, Spirit Talk. So that's going on for just the next 36 hours. Make a purchase, get the free mat, get the free shipping, and you'll receive a free 15-minute or however long it takes intuitive energetic reading, similar to what I've just provided with these wonderful folks that just called in. Promo code Spirit Talk. It has been such a pleasure being with all of you today, and I hope what I've shared will help bring peace and wellness and God's love into each of your hearts.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you and hearing you and connecting with you. And thank you again for a wonderful picture. Thank you for me and my family and my mother. And if for those of you who have not had a chance to connect with Mary, check her out. You can find her here on the New Age Guild website. She's right there on the front page with some samples of her work. I would encourage you to take advantage of her special, because that is, and 50% off of anything is awesome, but that was some really good work that you did here with people. So thank you for being on our show, and I wish you a wonderful Sunday, Mary. Happy Sunday.
You too. You too. Enjoy your lunch. I'll think of you when I'm eating dinner.
All right. All right. Goodbye, everybody. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night on Spirit Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and support.